Positively glowed with health, not at all like the last time I'd seen her, when the cancer had ravaged her body. She'd been 35 years old when she passed away on my 17th birthday. We were closing in on my 42nd birthday, which meant I was older than her now, which was hard to wrap my head around. Surely I was hallucinating. Was this a symptom of a sudden onset nervous breakdown? I hadn't eaten anything odd.
Mama?
I whispered. She smiled at me, all the love shining in her eyes, grinned a little grin, and shrugged. She looked gorgeous in her favorite blue sundress. My hands went to my mouth in wonder. Then Mama held up three fingers. I'll never forget this as long as I live. Three things, she said. One, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Her eyes glistened and her lip quivered. She seemed to gather herself, square her shoulders. Two. Help her. Help her, Hadley. And three. Yes, this is real, but I'm not supposed to be here. In fact, I have to go. I love you, Twinkle. So very much. Never forget that. Promise me. And then her edges started shimmering and she just faded away. I focused on breathing in and out. In and out. I hadn't started any new medications. I didn't take any medications at all. Of course, I'd heard ghost stories all my life. I lived in Charleston County, for goodness sake. They have tours for the ghosts. They're part of the fabric of our world. Some of them probably vote. But I'd never actually seen one before, and certainly not one that I knew. I needed to talk to someone who I did not know just yet. Maybe a therapist would be a good start. I gathered myself and pushed my bike back towards the house. It was only a few blocks, but I was a little shaky. Didn't trust myself to ride it. Across the street from Thompson Park, Sunrise Presbyterian Church beckoned. Maybe that was the thing. Christian counseling. I should talk to Pastor Ben. Maybe I'd call the office over at First United Methodist and make an appointment. Halfway home, I'd convinced myself I'd fabricated my mother simply because I'd been thinking of her. She wasn't really there. Of course not. I simply missed my mother and wished her into being there with me. It was perfectly normal. Maybe I'd still talk to someone, just to be on the safe side. I punched in the gate code at the entrance to my driveway and waited for the gate to swing open. Then I pushed my bike through. Thankfully, the sprinklers had finished their morning rounds. I keyed in the code to the garage and pushed my bike through the stained wooden door on the far left. I had just stowed my bike in the bike rack and was headed toward the stairs when I heard the pitiful caterwauling. I froze, straining to hear over the rush of the incoming tide. What was that? Something was definitely calling for help from somewhere beneath my house. Following the wails, I made my way towards the back wall, near the utility closet. There, stuck in the lattice ventilation panel, was the head of a gray cat with dazzling green eyes.
Oh no! Poor kitty!
I hurried over and dropped to my knees, peering closer to see how I could help. Leaning in, I craned and twisted my neck, trying to find an angle that gave me a better view of the problem.
My goodness, what have you gotten yourself into?
Kitty howled pitifully.
How did you get your head in there to begin with?
Her head seemed too large to have ever fit between the slats. Kitty howled in answer, but I didn't understand her language. From the other side of the lattice screen, I heard a second cat chime in, pleading for my help. I sat on the coated concrete floor and probed the lattice around the stuck kitty's head. That's when she went to licking me.
Oh, no, please don't do that.
I winced. I'm highly allergic to all pet saliva. Kitty paid me no mind whatsoever. She was so happy to have me there in the situation with her, trying to help, that she felt compelled to show her appreciation. I've never been a cat person, for the simple reason that I'm so allergic to pets, both their dander and their saliva. But I knew enough about their temperament that I was very much afraid of being bitten the second that, in my efforts to free her, I did something Kitty didn't care for. Gloves. I needed gloves. I climbed up and dug through the various totes and boxes on a shelving unit next to the closet.